Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Pioneering scientist Richard Scollier has died aged 59. After a long fight with brain cancer, a fight he used to boost scientific knowledge and benefit future patients. The renowned melanoma pathologist, father of three and former Australian of the Year, helped save thousands of people's lives during his career through groundbreaking skin cancer research. Along with Professor Georgina Long, who also received the 2024 award, he took the disease from being a death sentence to largely curable through treatment that activates a patient's own immune system, bringing hope and healing to many. Leaving a final letter to the world, Professor Scollier wrote of what was meaningful to him: love, family, work. He wanted to be remembered, in his words, as a proud everyday Aussie who gave it a crack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he first met Richard Scollier more than 25 years ago when the two were neighbours in Sydney's inner west, a meeting that led to them eventually becoming friends.
I got to meet him as just a neighbour. I wasn't aware of what he did. He was just this bloke who always said hello, who was friendly. He was a really down-to-earth person, but who was determined to make a difference. And I hope that Australians get inspiration from Professor Scollier. This was someone who had been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer, who even experimented essentially on new methods on himself, using his extraordinary intellectual capacity to try to make a difference for others.
Born in Tasmania, Scollier was diagnosed with an incurable and aggressive stage 4 brain cancer named glioblastoma in June 2023, aged 56. He was given just 6 to 8 months to live. The clinician undertook a world-first experimental treatment based on his and Professor Long's melanoma research, despite the risk it could cut his life even shorter. This involved immunotherapy before surgery to remove the tumour and a personalised vaccine. The treatment helped stave off the disease for almost 2 years. Richard Scollier shared insights on his cancer journey, amassing thousands of followers on social media and earning praise for his bravery in advancing scientific understanding. Here he is in 2024 accepting Australian of the Year award.
We need to take discoveries in one field of cancer to use them to help in other cancer, in other forms of cancer. But these are similar lessons in not just medicine, but across the board. Think outside the box and use discoveries and apply them in other fields.
His brother-in-law, Charles Nicol, who spoke on behalf of the Scollier family, says Professor Scollier wanted to make those who had cancer feel like they were less alone.
He challenged conventions, pursued funding, and for 3 years, while suffering through illness and impacts of his treatment, he rose daily without complaint and committed passionately to this cause. His rationale was simple. He wanted to continue to make a difference, and he wanted cancer patients to know they weren't alone. He was courageous, he was brave, and he was an inspiration to many thousands around the world. Our family always recognised the importance of Richard's work, but to Katie, Emily, Matthew and Lucy, memories of his love for family and his gentleness, his appreciative nature, his endless energy and his incessant commitment to sport and exercise will be remembered most fondly.
In March 2025, Professor Scollier revealed a recurrent tumour had returned and was quickly growing in the left side of his brain after complex surgery, was unable to remove the entire mass. He told followers the experimental procedures he had gone through were worth the risk and would be useful for future treatment of glioblastoma.
We can move forward with the next form of therapy and hopefully push things along faster to try and get things open up for many, many patients who've got glioblastoma, to see if we can make a difference for a tumour which things haven't been successful for some time. But, yeah, hopefully things will move forward in the right direction.
In September, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese unveiled $5.9 million commitment to establish the Richard Scolyer Chair in Brain Cancer Research at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse in Sydney. He's survived by his wife, Dr. Katie Nicol, children Emily, Matthew and Lucy, extended family and many friends and colleagues. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.